From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says government troops are fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Russia says it has launched air attacks targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. In what is likely to be his last overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday, American democracy is imperfect but better than the alternatives. Reflecting on his time as president, the U.S. leader said his travels show him that people everywhere in the world desire dignity and self-determination.
The fundamental desire to have control of our lives and our future, and to want to be a part of determining the course of our communities and our nations, these yearnings are universal.
Mr. Obama also emphasized the importance of a peaceful transition to the new Trump administration. The Russian Supreme Court has overturned the conviction of opposition figure and anti-corruption activist Alexei Navalny. The court has sent the case back to a lower court for retrial. Navalny was convicted in 2013 of embezzling timber and sentenced to 5 years in prison. The trial was largely perceived as a vendetta against a rising political star, coming as it did just 2 months before the Moscow mayoral election in which Navalny was a candidate. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Defense Secretary Melvin Laird has died. His grandson says Laird died Wednesday in Florida at the age of 94. He had been a congressman from Wisconsin before becoming Pentagon chief during the Nixon administration. Russia announced Wednesday it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Then Margaret Brashear takes a look.
In withdrawing their signature, Moscow's foreign ministry accused the Hague-based court of not being truly independent and dismissed its work as one-sided and inefficient. The move comes a day after the court's chief prosecutor issued a report stating that the situation in Crimea and the city of Sevastopol factually amounts to an ongoing state of occupation by Russia over Ukraine. Moscow annexed the Ukrainian territory in March 2014 after a widely criticized referendum. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says his transition to the presidency is going smoothly. He rebuffed reports of infighting among his key advisors. U.S. news media are reporting that Trump's transition team experienced turmoil after his aides ousted two national security advisors. Senate Democrats and a few Republicans are expressing concern over reports that Trump is considering former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Ambassador John Bolton for Secretary of State. Giuliani is thought by some to be too inexperienced in foreign affairs, and Bolton is described by one Democrat as scary. However, both men also have their defenders in the U.S. Senate. The U.S. and South Korea are continuing their efforts to prosecute North Korea for alleged human rights violations. On Wednesday, the United Nations official in charge of North Korean human rights met with South Korea's foreign minister in Seoul. They plan to bring a North Korean human rights resolution before the United Nations Security Council next month. That resolution would refer to the International Criminal Court. Three Somali-American men have been sentenced to long prison terms for conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. The men, Mohamed Farah, Abdi Rahman Daoud, and Guled Omar, were charged with plotting to join the militant group. A total of 9 men from Minnesota's large Somali community are being sentenced this week. Pakistan's military conducted a major exercise near the border with India. The drills were intended to showcase the combat readiness of its armed forces. They come at a time of heightened tensions between Pakistan and India. The exercise, called Thunder Lightning, involved combat aircraft, tanks, artillery, mobile missile launchers, and other heavy weapons. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.